Over the last few years, Knicks owner James Dolan, for the most part, has kept himself out of the day-to-day operations for the Knicks, leaving that up to Leon Rose, Worldwide West, and Gerson Rosas. However, that doesn't mean he doesn't have expectations for this team moving forward. And according to NBA insider with the Ringer, Howard Beck, he reports that James Dolan is expecting the Knicks to make a massive star trade this offseason. We're going to break down these latest reports and potentially what star the Knicks could target. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. James Dolan wants the Knicks to sign a star player this offseason. These reports have been consistently following the Knicks all season long. If you remember going back to the trade deadline, Adrian Wojnarowski spoke about the Knicks and he mentioned that even though we have all of these assets, we're not going to rush in to try to get a star player. We want to wait for a star that we covet to become available and then pounce on that star and do whatever it takes to get that player on this team. However, if Knicks owner James Dolan could have his way, the Knicks would be trading for that star player right now. And according to sources close to Dolan, Leon Rose in this Knicks front office has actually promised Dolan to land the star player this summer. Let's take a look at the following report from Howard Beck of The Ringer and see exactly what James Dolan's expectations for the Knicks are moving forward. According to Howard Beck, one thing has not changed, however. The Knicks now, as ever, are in a perpetual hunt for another glitzy star. And Dolan, as ever, expects one. That is factual, said a source with ties to the Garden. The Rose Wesley team promised Dolan stars. He didn't hire them for their experience running a basketball team. Had the Knicks faltered on the court the past 2 years, a source close to the Garden stated, you'd have seen the old Knicks that you've seen the last 24 years. Some heads would have rolled. Jim, the source with the Garden ties, said, is always going to be looming in the background. We've all been patient under Leon Rose, but that also includes owner James Dolan as well. He's been patient. He has not interfered. He's really not done anything. Yet, I'm old enough to remember what James Dolan getting involved looked like. And a lot of the time, it did not look good. That's why I've been happy over the past few years that he hasn't really gotten involved with the Knicks and anything they're doing in terms of their day-to-day operations, targets or players or trades they should make or anything like that. Now, I'm sure he has conversations with Leon, but that doesn't mean he's forcing Leon to make moves Leon wouldn't ordinarily make himself. And I think that's the key here, leaving Leon Rose in this front office to do everything that they've been doing over the last few seasons. And clearly, headed into this season, even after this season, going into this offseason, we can say Leon Rose in this era has worked. The Knicks look better than they ever have before, and we are in a prime position right now to trade for any player that we want. And I know James Dolan, he has that expectation for the Knicks to trade for that star player this summer. But that begs the question, who? What player should the Knicks go after and target? Well, the Ringer's Howard Beck helps to answer that too by reporting the following regarding the stars that the Knicks potentially could look to target. If Devin Booker or Karl Anthony Towns or some discontented superstar becomes available, rivals expect the Knicks to pounce. But if the past 4 years have shown us anything, it's that the Knicks will take a measured approach. And having Brunson in the fold means they can negotiate without their former desperation. Devin Booker is music to my ears. Jalen Brunson and Devin Booker in the same backcourt together? That is lethal. Explosive. Who's stopping that? If you stop Jalen, who's going to stop Devin Booker? If you try to stop Devin Booker, who's going to stop Jalen? Oh, yeah, and magically, if you try to stop them one-on-one, what are you going to do after they torch your entire team? Because that's what we're talking about here. And if Devin Booker is the trade target that the Knicks are looking to go after, sign me up all day, because that's a player I can get behind. He's a game changer. And if the Knicks add him to this team, we might be a lock for the NBA Finals each and every year. Devin Booker is on that level of a superstar. He might not be a Giannis Antetokounmpo superstar level, but he is definitely a superstar level player. And you have to look at it based off of what he's achieved in this league, his accolades, but also the fit, what he can do and what he can mean for this team if you pair him with Jalen Brunson. And it's been a well-known secret that since Leon Rose stepped foot in the Knicks front office, taking over as president of basketball operations, one of the players he's been always targeting besides Cat has been Devin Booker. He would be topping the list. If he became available, the Knicks would absolutely pounce for him, as it was just reported by Howard Beck of The Ringer. And I would love to see the Knicks do that. Another player I would love the Knicks to go after, Mikal Bridges. Potentially Donovan Mitchell. There are others, but I'll wait and hold my judgment until that full list of disgruntled stars comes out this offseason. Because once I see that list, my list might change a little bit. But for right now, it starts with Mikal, then Devin Booker, and then Donovan Mitchell. But to hear Howard Beck state that the Knicks would pounce on Devin Booker if he became available, that tells me that they understand exactly what this team needs, exactly the fit and pieces you need to add to this roster. Devin Booker is a game changer. You get him on this team to pair in the backcourt with Jalen Brunson, that becomes an unstoppable backcourt. Nobody in the league is going to want to try to defend that. Nobody on a nightly basis is going to want to see that. And nobody, no one can handle that. You can't handle Booker. You can't handle Jalen Brunson. And together, you can't handle that firepower and what they're going to create. I do want to mention that the Suns have been pretty consistent in their reporting that they are not looking to break up their big three of Booker, Beal, or KD. But as we always know, depending on what's on the table, everybody's mind can change. We never thought that OG Anunoby would be a Knick because we're actively suing the Raptors. Leon Rose, he got that deal done. If Devin Booker, even if there's a small chance he could become available, Leon Rose is going to work magic. He's going to pick up that phone and he's going to do everything in his power to try to get a fair deal for Booker done, get him on this team, and change the course of the Knicks' history moving forward, because that's the type of move a Booker type of trade would do for this team. And it would definitely satisfy James Dolan's wants of having the Knicks trade for that star player, because Devin Booker is not only a star player, he is a superstar player. And that's the type of player I would love for the Knicks to get. But it always depends on cost. And with Leon Rose in this Knicks front office, if the cost does not make sense, they are going to walk away. They've done it each and every time. Even when we thought the deal was done and the papers were signed, like with Paul George, at the last second, one small minor detail changed. Paul George wanted that extension. Leon Rose put his hand down, tore the paper up, and said, "I'm walking away. That was not the deal we agreed to, and I don't need you that bad." And that's exactly what happened. You need a business leader like that in your front office. Leon Rose checks all of those boxes. He'll make sure he goes after the right deals, and any of the bad deals that come across his desk, he'll review them, and then he'll toss them exactly where they belong, in the garbage. He won't jump up and down because of the names on the paper. It's always about the deal and making the Knicks better. And if it doesn't help the Knicks now or in the future, he's not making that deal. It was evident this year. We kept all of our first round picks and got the wing that we've always coveted and wanted, and also made upgrades to this roster to make us better, even moving forward into the future without having to make any impactful trades unless we want to. If we make an impactful trade, hopefully it's the right one and it makes the Knicks go over the top and makes them into an NBA Finals contender each and every year. This is the power the Knicks have, and this is what they can accomplish this year. All they have to do is do exactly what they've been doing all season long. Be patient. Wait for the star that you want and covet to become available, and then pounce on that star. According to Howard Beck, that star for the Knicks is either Devin Booker or Karl-Anthony Towns. It could also be another player of that level. Maybe a Giannis. Maybe somebody else to that degree. We really won't know until it hits the offseason, the Knicks pay everybody that they need to pay, and then we understand where they're looking to upgrade, where they're looking to let go of players, and also what is the full list of disgruntled stars that are available come this offseason? Once we get that list, it's going to be shopping time for the Knicks, and they are going to go after each and every player that they covered until they land the player that they know will change this Knicks team forever. The Knicks are blossoming. We're coming back. The Garden is lit again, and we are only a few moves away from becoming that team that goes to the finals each and every year. Now, you might ask yourself, what is different this year with the Knicks going in? Now, you might be asking yourself, what's different with the Knicks this year and them trying to go after a star? Weren't they trying to do that last year and the year before that? True, they were. But one thing for sure is different this year than any other year before. And it's the following. According to Howard Beck, agents and players now view the Knicks as a desirable destination, regardless of what any player's poll states about Tom Thibodeau. Because of who this Knicks team is, because of who they've grown into, their identity, they fight, they never quit, they never stop. And when they're out there, it's always next man up mentality, understanding your role when you're out there and making sure no matter what, that you're always trying to win the game, because it doesn't matter whose night it is, as long as we're getting the win. This is the statement that we're sending out there, and everybody is knowing it and they're seeing it as well. And when you see that, and you see that style of play, and you see that hustle, it starts to become something that you want to be a part of. You start to admire it. You start to respect it. And now, the Knicks have become even more attractive than they were last year, this year. And that's thanks to their performance during the playoffs, their fight, their grit, and of course, the emergence of our superstar, Jalen Brunson. When you have all of those things at your disposal, come free agency, when you're talking to the stars that you want to add to this team, it's going to be a lot easier for the Knicks. Thank Jalen Brunson. Thank Leon Rose. And of course, our owner in James Dolan. And if he has an expectation, if he was promised stars this offseason by Leon Rose in this Knicks front office, then you know what? That's my expectation too. And I think the Knicks are absolutely going to deliver on that as soon as the offseason starts. But what about you guys? What do you think about Knicks owner James Dolan and his expectations for the Knicks to have that star trade happen this offseason? Let me know in the comments below, guys. And also, let me know who you think the Knicks should target in terms of a star player this offseason. Leave a comment below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button. Leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.